Flushed under the offense for Monroe, working right to left. Faceoff won by Monroe, but then deflected out by Oregon. Janicki from inside the circle, now on the bottom of the circle. Back up top to Staffaker. Mishandled the puck, now plays it again off the blue line. Spin right across the ice to Robb, working it in, shoots it off the right shoulder of Daly. And now the pass intercepted in front by Dreyfus as Staffaker, a slow roller in off the skates of a Panther. Janicki catches up to it along the boards, and then Oregon trying to clear it out, and they can't quite do it as it's off 2-3 stick down the play, and then finally sticking back up. Staffaker sends one in, and a high glove save made by Daly with 3:27 left in the third period. 25 seconds left here in this power play for Monroe. 3:27 third period. The Cheesemakers looking for their first ever win over Oregon in school history. Third period, 3:27 to play, face-off as Molitor works it off near side, and it's taken around in front, turnaround and a shot try, and that one misses wide by Kaburski, and the puck controlled by Staffaker now, off the blue line, sends one in, a redirect by Janicki, goes wide of the net near side, and then bounces across to the far side of the ice. Dillon collides in front of the student section, that's the roar in the crowd along the far side. It is picked up by Staffaker. He'll send one in. This one, a bouncing puck, picked back up by Staffaker. Puck comes free, and it is cleared by Oregon. They've got a short-handed try coming here as Bustiger racing in, shoots it, and it's a close save by Heath Bear. Bustiger out of the penalty box was out-counted for, had a clean look at it, and went toe-to-toe with Heath Bear, who clubs the save with 2:55 to play in the third period. That is our highlight of the period so far. A glove save about waist high for Heath Bear with under three to play in the third period. Monroe clinging to a 4-3 lead. Puck comes free. Oregon in control of it. High circle on the far side of the ice. It's set across near side. Backhand try to Arose. Arose shot high over the net and off the back glass. And now it'll be Bustinger trying to get it back in around the net near side. Arose looking for it. He'll tip it back in underneath. And then the Cheesemakers trying to get rid of it, trying to get it free. Outhouse sticks it out of there, sends it back in front, and then it's taken away by Dreyfus. Janicki will take it for the backhand try. He'll get it ahead to Ruff. The pass ahead to Janicki intercepted and taken back by Oregon. A three in the center circle. Dreyfus takes it, and he centers it. It goes right back, though, to Rohr. He's got a hat trick already. Gets in front, weaves around the defense, goes on the shot attempt instead, pockets it, and dishes off to the far side. Arose had it. Rohr sends it back. Bustiger bombs one through. That one was a changeup. That one gets deflected wide. Picked up on the play and sent wide by Dreyfus, and the puck bounces free behind the Oregon net. A minute 57 to play in the third period. 4-3 Monroe leads. Oregon, though, had the puck for a second. Janicki gets it back to Dillon. Dillon and Staffaker behind the net, beating a mind, and now it is tipped out slightly by Staffaker ahead. And the puck comes free of the right wing for Monroe on the play to Burski, and it's sent right back in by Oregon behind the net. 95 seconds to play in the third period. Puck jumps free. It bounces in front. Ayers had it for a second. He puts it through the circle on the left side of the offense. Now goes to the backboard. Staffaker chases it behind the net. Puck jumps free out to left point. It is picked up and sent right back around by Schmidt. Now comes right back out on top, and Franken has it chasing it back to Schmidt. Schmidt tries to send it hard. It bounces and just misses wide. Puck bounces back in front and sent along the far board. Schmidt with a backhand try goes right back around. Pass comes behind the net. Oregon with a clean look and a centering try deflected away by Monroe. A minute two to play here in the third period as they pull the goalie. And this puck will go wide. It'll be icing. And we'll get a face-off in the offensive zone for Oregon with exactly 1 minute to play in the third period. If the Cheesemakers can hang on for 60 more seconds, they'll earn their first ever win in school history over Oregon. A timeout taken, I believe. Monroe will take a timeout as they will talk things over down below. Our game broadcast presented by Century Echo Water. Get the best of both worlds in one stop. Century Echo Water in Monroe not only sells top-of-the-line Echo Water conditioning equipment, they also sell the best salt, Pro-Fix Silver Water Softener Salt, 99.6% pure. Keep your water softener running at its best. Century Echo Water in Monroe, it's that good. Happy holidays from Century Echo Water. Boy, oh boy, the last three games between these two schools have been epic. Last year, two one-goal games. It is a one-goal game here. with a minute remaining in the third period. Heath Bear with the save off of the penalty with 2:55 to play in the third period is at the moment the difference in this game. Monroe 4, Oregon 3, with 1 minute to play here in Oregon. Again, the Monroe Cheesemakers looking for their first ever victory over the Oregon Panthers in school history. It's been an unkind history, but the last three games have been close. 2 1-goal games last year, and of course the game here tonight. A minute to play in the third period. No goalie on the ice for Oregon. A faceoff coming in the offensive zone for the Panthers. Bear pounds the chest with the glove, taps the helmet, the sides of the net, and the blockers now. A minute to play in the third period. Monroe leading 4-3. Faceoff won by the Cheesemaker. Staffaker behind the net. He'll try to take out in front. Gets knocked off the point, and a shot. He's off the left side of the post and covered up by Bear. 6 seconds tick off the clock as he covers it off the far side of the ice. And with 54 seconds to play in the third period, we'll get another faceoff. This time, left side of the Panthers attack, right in front of Bear. Right side in front of Bear, I should say. Janicki wins the faceoff back to Dillon. Dillon trapped along the corner. It's still stuck back there. Puck comes free along the near side. Dillon fires it around. It's kept in play, however, by Iron. As the Panthers trying to get him out of the attack, Janicki picks it up, sends it along the far board. Tipped out in front, and Schmidt fires it back in. A roam back to Rohr. Roth will catch up to it. He'll flip it down to the blue line. It's picked up, sent up into the netting, and we'll get another faceoff on the far side of the ice with 32 seconds left here in the third period. Monroe 4, Oregon 3. The Cheesemakers trying to hang on for their first ever win over Oregon and their fifth ever conference victory. The faceoff is actually going to come along the blue line. Actually, we're going to get a timeout. The faceoff will come near the blue line on the far side of the ice. Oregon will use its timeout. 32 seconds remaining here in the third period. Monroe 4 and Oregon 3. Our game broadcast presented by Monroe Clinic Sports Medicine Team. They're proud to offer the Da Vinci surgical robot. Smaller incisions mean easier and quicker healing. If you are facing a surgical procedure, ask your doctor if you are a candidate for Da Vinci. Coming up, it'll be our highlight of the period presented by the Shoebox, the largest independent shoe store in the Midwest. And right now, it's the Heath Bear save with 2:55 left in this period that stands out as the highlight of the period and the highlight of the game, because if Monroe hangs on to win this, it is their fifth ever conference victory and their first ever win over Oregon. Some history here for these young Cheesemakers. This program in its 8th year, feel like it's starting to turn a corner a bit. They're 5-1 this year already. A win would make them the second winningest program in school history, 7 games into the year, if they can get their 6th win. Already a goal short of what they scored all of the 2014-15 season. What a long way this Cheesemakers program has come in their now 8 years of existence. 32 seconds left in the third period. Monroe 4, Oregon 3. Faceoff coming in the Oregon zone on the blue line on the far side of the ice. Janicki, player of the week in the state in the faceoff circle for the Cheesemakers. It is grounded and deflected back to Bear, who will just glove it and cover it. 4 seconds off the clock, 28 seconds now left in the third period, and the faceoff will come in the near circle. As Bear holds on to it, waits for the officials to come over and grab it, and he'll set it down in the near circle. Left in front of Bear, Janicki facing off with Iyer. It's on the ice. It's back controlled by Schmidt. Schmidt sends it back, a shot in, deflected, and high up over the goal and into the net. 4 more seconds tick away. 24 seconds left in the third period. Still 4-3 Monroe leading Oregon. And a faceoff coming in the far circle now in the Oregon zone. Janicki back into the faceoff circle. And now Franken gets in there with him. Buck is in and controlled by Monroe. Bounces out in front. A shot attempt in front, deflected by Staffaker. Staffaker tries to clear it out in front. And that one waved on his hand on my drive. It's a shot put back in. Off the boards, up into the net, and out of play. 12 seconds remain here in the third period. It is 4-3 Monroe leading Oregon. 12 seconds remain in the third period. Monroe 4, Oregon 3. The Chiefmakers looking for their first ever win over the Panthers. Looking to improve to 6-1 to start the year. A best Spartan program history. Faceoff won by Janicki. Oregon tries to take control with 9, with 8. The puck sent in front. It's behind the net. A Rose tries to center it in front. Deflected around. Still bouncing in front. And it's taken out. A backhand try by Oregon. And it's over! The Chiefmakers, for the first time in school history, have defeated the Oregon Panthers. Your final score, Monroe 4. Oregon 3, and the Chiefmakers will head home happy with their first ever win over Oregon. Teams will line up to shake hands at center ice. A classic tonight as Monroe improves to 6-1 on the 2019-2020 season. Don't go anywhere. Our post-game show presented by FHN comes your way next. Final score, Monroe 4, Oregon 3. You're listening to it on AM 1260 and 95.5 FM, WEKZ.